Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the eternal voice from heaven, the anointed and beloved one, the Spirit moving over the waters. Amen. As we approach the mystery of God, let us come in confession, trusting the love of Christ, crucified and risen. We take a few moments for silent reflection.
God, who searches and knows us,
you have shown us what is good, but we have looked to others' lights to find our way. We have not been just in our dealings with others. We have chosen revenge over mercy. We have promoted ourselves instead of walking humbly with you.
With what shall we come before you?
Forgive us our sin and show us your salvation in the face of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Beloved of God, you have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, poured out for you in the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. Receive the promise of baptism. You are God's child. Your sins are forgiven. Rejoice and be glad, for yours is the reign of heaven. Let all God's people say.
All right. Looks like we're here. You ready for today's activity? Ready? All right, let's go. Oh, you're actually following me. That's pretty cool. Maybe we'll make a little circle. How about that? This is the back. There's a lot of things back here. We still following me? All right, good. I don't want to lose anybody. You guys are doing pretty good. Come on. We're doing all right. Yeah, there's lots of things to see. Yeah, no choir today, so not much to see over there. But, all right, look at that. I think we made it back. Look at that. I think we even picked somebody up on the way. We picked a couple people up on the way. Maybe we should do this every week. We've multiplied. Look at that. Well, why did you go around the sanctuary? Anybody know? Why'd you get up? Why'd you move? Why'd you jump in? To see where I was taking you? Yeah. Is there anything I said that might have convinced you to get up and come along? I don't think I specifically said, follow me. I said, let's go. And you did. You got up. You moved. I'm going to say that was a lot faster than I thought you would. So that is awesome. You immediately got up. You didn't ask questions. You seemed to trust me and where I'm going. Well, guess what? In the scripture we're going to hear in just a little bit from the gospel reading, Jesus comes to this lake. And this is where four of his disciples are, and he's going to find them. And he just says, follow me. I'm going to make you fishers of people. Follow me. And they didn't wait. They got up, and immediately is the word, and went. Kind of like you guys did. And God still calls us, follow me. You're here today, right? You sang about it today. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, Jesus came and died for me or something like that. I don't remember all the words, but I remember the gist of it. That's why you're here. You sang about it. You're sharing it. And Jesus still says, follow me. So, all right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for calling us to follow you. Guide us as we follow you, the one in which we trust. In your name we pray.
9, verses 1 through 4, a reading from Isaiah. There will be no gloom for those who are in anguish. In the former time, the Lord brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. Word of God, word of life.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who then shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? One thing I ask of the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek God in the temple. For in the day of trouble, God will give me shelter, hide me in the hidden places of the sanctuary, and raise me high upon a rock. Even now my head is lifted up above my enemies who surround me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifice in the sanctuary, sacrifices of rejoicing. I will sing and make music to the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Hear my voice, O Lord, when I call. Have mercy on me and answer me. My heart speaks your message. Seek my face. Your face, O Lord, I will seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not away from your servant in anger. Cast me not away, you have been my helper. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The
second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 through 18, a reading from 1 Corinthians. Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same purpose. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there are quarrels among you, my brothers and sisters. What I mean is that each of you says, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one can say that you were baptized in my name. I did baptize also the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its power. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 4th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee, and he left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Israel might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region, the shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." And as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I'll make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And as he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. So his fame spread throughout all of Syria, and they brought to him all the sick, those who were afflicted with various diseases and pains, demonics, epileptics, paralytics. He cured them, and great crowds followed him from Galilee to the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, I need just a minute here. Set the mood, set the stage a little bit. Maybe this will sound familiar. We'll see. Hold on. It's a beautiful, beautiful wintry day. All right. Don't mind me. It is nice out. Ah, there we go. How's that? That's much better, isn't it? I get to sit down for a change. That's a change. I like it. Any of you ever done this before? This is clearly a sermon that somebody behind me could give because I've heard a lot of fish tales. But we're here out at the lake. Maybe you know what goes on. You get your tackle box. Mine's not very fancy. Your fishing rod, your net, your chair. Get on that boat on a beautiful Minnesota lake or somewhere else, who knows where, and you go fishing. And I'm not going to lie, I do like fishing, but I'm not exactly the world's greatest fisherman. Usually what comes out are these, and lots of them. But that's something you throw back. You don't keep that. You wait for the big one, right? You're waiting for that giant fish to come out. So what do? Well, you're an expert, so you come prepared. You've got some shiny lures, some not-so-shiny lures, some frog lures, maybe a bobber if you're really bad at fishing. You never know what's in here. You got your nets. Maybe you get a thing of minnows, maybe a thing of worms, maybe a thing of, oh, who knows what you get a thing of. There's lots of things you get things of. You get, what else do we get? Maybe some leeches. I mean, you guys know what you fish with. But you go fishing. You get it all put on there. You get caught in your own net because that's how good you are at fishing. This great fisherman here. Maybe we'll fish with the net instead. And then you drop your line in and there you go. You sit. Right? Well, today's gospel, you see a couple of fishermen fishing with their nets. You've got Peter, Andrew, James, John, sons of Zebedee, fishing. And it's all beautiful, right? Beautiful day. But I'm about to reenact what is about to happen, and it's going to make you uncomfortable for a second or two. But here it goes. You heard what happened. They're fishing. And everything's going according to plan, and then all of a sudden, these are the words that are spoken, and this is about how it's described to have happened, in the scriptures, at least for today. Do-do-do-do. Hey, you! Follow me. All right. Sounds good. See you later. Oh, that wasn't awkward for you, was it? You didn't think I was coming back or something? A little disruptive, maybe? I mean, what if I didn't come back? What were you going to do? And go to coffee? Call her a day. Pastor's gone. Everybody can go home. He's not noticing. Well, I hate to break it to you. There's two of us, so we'd go on. But it was disruptive, right? Maybe at that point, think about that. Here are these four guys fishing away. Jesus says, follow me. Psh, there they go. They disappear. Is that irresponsible? Maybe. They're leaving their dad, their family business, their job. I don't know. Would it be irresponsible if I just disappeared and never came back? Would it be irresponsible for you to get up from your jobs, disappear, and never come back if somebody called you? What about family, friends, the relationships? You know, it's hard. There are certain things that it's hard to change. There are certain things that times when Jesus calls, and it is very disruptive. Things change. Relationships, congregations, ourselves, maybe even who we used to be is disrupted and changed. We might leave so many things behind. But Jesus calls. Jesus calls often. And oftentimes we're the fish that look at every single lure in the sea. We don't know which one should we go to. Is that the one? Is this the way? You might bite on the wrong one and get reeled in for a second. There are plenty of fish there. Sometimes you sit there fishing and nothing bites. Other times it bites like crazy. But there's lots of things around us. Is this the way? Am I following the right person? Was that really God calling me? I don't know. And as a result, sometimes that disruption, sometimes that, there are things that separate us. Kind of put up a wall instantly. And instead of going immediately, as the scriptures say, we sit there and think, We kind of hem and haw. We don't know what's going on instead of the immediacy of it. But it's still disruptive. Sometimes we lose the immediacy, the disruption that God does bring into our lives, and it can make us uncomfortable. But here's the thing. God's done waiting. God's waited long enough. God's tried many different things. Not too long ago, John was the one shouting out in the wilderness, "The kingdom of heaven's come near, get ready." Then there was the baptism. Well, look, here he is. Now John's gone, and Jesus is there saying, "The kingdom of heaven has come near. It's here. I'm here." And sometimes, I don't know if you fish like this and you get annoyed, you start scooping when you see those fish. You start scooping. And there's Jesus. God was done waiting, sent his only son, comes in, and he starts scooping. Sometimes we go the wrong way, we might be scooped and brought in by Jesus. It's different. It's definitely disruptive to be just scooped up, but God scoops us up. And Jesus breaks in, breaks through the lures, the many different things around us, and calls us to follow immediately, even if we drag our toes. And we might not follow immediately, but Jesus comes to us immediately. And you know what? That's a good disruption. That's one of those disruptions I can get behind. It's one of those disruptions I think we can all get behind. And you know what? It's a pretty cool disruption. So when that lure is thrown into the sea, perhaps instead of it being something shiny, maybe it's a cross calling us in. God's calling us in, reeling us in, ready to disrupt our lives. And that's no fish tale. It's not foolishness. It's the power of God. Pretty cool stuff. And guess what? It's immediately. So thanks be to God, the one who comes, who is disrupted, and immediately is there for us and calls us. Child of God, you are mine. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Join our voices with the whole church using the words of the Apostles' Creed to express our faith in the triune God. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He is ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to join the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Called together through water and the word, we boldly pray for the church, the world, and all who long to hear God's voice. After each petition, I will say, Lord, in your mercy, and your invited response is, hear our prayer. Holy One, your voice calls us to follow. Thank you for raising up missionaries in every generation and for all who create communities of grace today. Open our hearts to serve you near and far. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Maker of all, we rejoice in the beauty and abundance of the earth. Unite us in our shared calling to be stewards of creation, to reduce waste, and to simplify our lives for your sake. Lord, in your mercy, ruler of all, thank you for those who run for local and national office and all who serve as elected leaders. Gather wise and courageous voices together that your mercy and justice would dawn upon all people and nations. Lord, in your mercy, healer of all, thank you for sanctuary and safety. Uplift all who live where fear governs and evil divides. Give refugees and all who seek safety a path toward hope and new life. Grant healing and wholeness to all who are sick, especially those in China and around the world dealing with the coronavirus. Comfort any who are lonely or grieving, especially those names that are listed in your bulletin. We will read the first names. Heather, family of Bernard, Joanne, Karen and Wayne, Melissa, Gay Jean, Ron, Ashley, Marge, Scott, Missionary Karen, Evangelical Lutheran Church, the Mahalinas. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of courage, thank you for your faithful leaders and evangelists in this and every place. Inspire our faith formation efforts with all generations as you call us to follow you. Bless our children, youth, and adults who engage in learning. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Risen Lord, we marvel at the meaning of your resurrection. Give us faith to place all hope in you as we give thanks for the faithful departed. May their witness help us to follow your call. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We place our prayers before you, God, united in your spirit through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Receive the blessing. May Christ, the wisdom and power of God, and the source of our life together, keep you united in mind and purpose. And the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you always.
Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace. Let your light shine.
Thanks be to God.